What if I said faith was an acronym for false accusation? False.
Get it.
Don't make me do it.
Get it.
False.
F-A-I-T-H.
False, right. Assumptions in the head.
False assumptions.
Yo.
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 Okay.
You're back.
No
false assumptions
way.
In false the assumptions head. In the
faith.
Head.
Faith. Faith.
False,
you mean false
assumptions in the head. Certified little right. Boy.
Certified little boy.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
And we are off to the motherfucking races.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Remember, yes. Remember us?
Remember us?
Say.
You thought you'd never see us again.
Can.
Surprise. Oh, should we start it off?
Tactics. You.
Should we start it off with the national anthem?
Yeah, let's do it, but.
Well, it starts out with like.
Oh, say.
No, first there's like a little something.
Oh, say. Didn't we already do this on one?
We did, Rob, but I had some
not the full.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's corrupt?
Oh, interesting.
Light.
How?
What's so proudly
sneaky they behave.
All the war crimes
that's going on
that's
currently
going
in the past. And the people in Congress inside trade. And the mass shootings happen in front of my eyes. To my.
Yeah, inside. Right.
And the oil. Companies
and the neo-Nazis need to crumble and fall.
Bro, isn't that just pretty much the state of things, though? Like, we're joking around, but that's pretty much what the hell's going on right now. And you expect us to celebrate July 4th?
Are we joking around, Eric, or are we satirizing?
I don't know
because
anymore.
Because joking is a way of exposing
don't know anymore.
Truth.
I don't know how I'm supposed to act.
Joking is exposing truth.
Joking is therapeutic. But joking
joke
can
therapy.
Blind you, too.
Oh, there should be roast. It has this art therapy. There should be, like, coming at you, coming for your throat therapy with humor. Joy tactics.
Non-alcoholic
joy
beer.
Tactics.
Joy tactics.
American
wow.
Patriotism.
American patriotism.
What do you guys think? Seriously. What do you think makes it unique to other countries?
Well, let me let you guys in on a word that I might have used once before. This is in the highest category of my vocab.
Budissi?
Is this word. Budissi. this is as high as my vocab goes. This is at the very top. This is the top word.
Okay.
Everyone has the top words, and I'd like to know which.
Predilection.
Well, predilection, yeah.
I've been using it.
Sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual. That's how he identifies as well.
That's right.
And mine is jingoism.
Oh, bro. You're just coming out of jingoism?
That's very jingoistic of you.
That's quite jingoistic.
Jingoistically speaking.
Jingoisticism.
So now, jingoism is what exactly, as you would define it? I'm curious to know.
As I would define it, it is basically a blind patriotism.
Mm.
Okay, you're rooting for the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Because you live in Cleveland.
Yep.
Not because they're a good team.
Not because they speak to your soul.
Not because they are how the players look and you like
right.
their sort of vibe. You're just rooting for them because you live in fucking Cleveland. How
Bro,
sad is
so
that?
So every patriot is a jingoistic minded individual?
Well, no, it depends.
Exactly.
No, man, it depends on your reasons for patriotism. Is it because you were just simply born somewhere? Or is it because Joe Biden's putting on a clinic everywhere he runs? And that's
a
the
mental
leader.
Clinic.
The
patient clinic is what he's running.
Am
good
I allowed?
Watching that debate.
I know it's later,
man.
But are we
no,
allowed
you have to,
to
be patient listening to him is what I mean.
Well, you have to be patient and wait your turn if you're up against him. Because wait for your turn in the grave.
That's right.
By the way, we just watched the debates.
The American debates.
Presidential.
Oh, yeah, the American presidential debates.
Live on YouTube, on CNN. Shout out to CNN.
Keeping it down, keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
A fucking candle.
Real
not
talk.
Just a candle, a torch to the truth.
And a fucking, and a red you know dot, I mean? By the way.
And a red line
thrower.
A red
dot on the head of liars. All and right. A spotlight on the speaking tongues of truth.
Uh-huh.
CNN.
God damn.
Respect. What Don Lemon. Don Lemon, come back now. We miss you. Remember him?
Chris Matthews.
Didn't even know he was
Chris
dead.
Matthews, come back now. No, no. Don Lemon's alive. He's just been booted from the network for reasons I can't understand.
Well, thank God.
And he beat out a stutter to get that job.
Wow.
Why does God afflict people, so many people who need to be speaking publicly with
impediments? Speech-wise
impediments.
Well, you better ask my mom because she's a speech pathologist, okay?
Not a speech therapist. What's a pathologist?
Pathologist, dude.
Trying to...
That's when they get to the root of the issue, not just giving you some weak-ass therapy.
That's
They're
nice.
Pathologizing you.
I like that. Tell your mom that I like that.
All right. So she's retiring next year.
I'll be there.
We're going to have a blowout party that you guys... Should we live podcast for my mom's retirement
fuck
party
yeah.
at her condo association?
Of course. Fuck
yeah, let me cook. Let
what
me
you
want to
cook?
I want to cook
hand
a
rolls?
Shrimp. No, I want to make... I do want to make hand rolls, actually. Shrimp and scallop hand rolls with white wine, butter sauce, and dipping sauce.
If any of my friends asked me to come over for sushi, and we're making it at home, I'd be like, hell no.
Eric.
Unless they... I just mean if like one of my white loser friends asked me to come over and make sushi, I'm like, you guys don't really know how to do this.
You haven't seen
I've had the
me
best
do
of the
it,
best.
Man.
Huh?
Do you come consider over for us the white Bensinger. Losers?
That's how we all met.
Part of the White the, Losers
yeah,
Association
right.
of Chicago.
Well, we could just stay.
Exactly. That's exactly. true. That is true. But come over and try the Bensinger Omakase because you might like it. It's no fish. There's nothing raw. Nothing that can
what
get
you sick.
What are
you putting sick. In there? Sweet potatoes?
Carrots, red peppers, cucumbers, wasabi, imitation crab meat.
Remember when we went to sushi again with Danny for lunch?
I don't want to talk about that. But yeah, I remember. It was
you
delicious.
Heard about this. For the listeners, we made a mistake.
We didn't
financially, but spiritually and food-wise, it was an amazing win. But we went to this place called Sushi Gen in L.A. We got that. We saddled up to the bar, and we just didn't. There were no prices. We just marked down what type of rolls we wanted, what type of sashimi we wanted, sushi. And how much was that bill at the end of the day?
$500.
$500.
That was a bit tough.
Can you believe that?
God.
Nothing's ever been so worth it, though.
Right.
So, I have a couple thoughts on Biden, if I may.
Yeah,
please.
For one, the way he speaks, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so people have a problem with the way that he speaks.
Right.
Nobody has a problem with the content. So, it's almost like it's the delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, would you rather have... pizza from Trump's Pizza Hut. Trump Pizza Hut, where the pizza gets there on time, but it doesn't taste that good, does it?
Right.
It's a little racist, isn't it?
It's racist and homophobic
as well. And
wait,
it's
I don't know. Is
hands.
He homophobic? Because I do feel like he...
From the text threads that I've been screenshotted and sent? Yeah,
if he's
he
homophobic, that's where I've...
It's if you're willing to do it in the locker room, yeah.
Right.
It still counts, dude.
Right.
I feel like Trump is a secret ally.
Yeah,
you know
he
what
was
saying?
Back in the 90s.
You
I
think
bet.
He's a snake? He's gone inside the system to
I feel
try
like
to
if
assassinate.
If you were to go into his heart of hearts, he would be like, I'm an ally and I rock with these people.
The LGBTQ plus
But he just
community.
Simply can't
he's
because
just,
his
his predilections.
Predilections.
But what are
predilectory.
What are predilections?
Well, predilections are what you predilect.
Eric.
Predilections are kind of like, I have a predilection for...
You know when you have your vocab list, you don't just
like
memorize
it?
The word. You have to know what it means.
Content,
right?
Yeah, how hilarious, man. Like, once we're all together in person, like, yeah, you really... Good practice. Good batting practice. Hitting on me because I give you T-balls. You know what I mean?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You
right.
know I'm getting the anti-disestablishment
the
finger to
but
finger
But you're
tattoo.
Saying, would I rather have Trump... Pizza Hut or Biden
sashimi
or Biden sashimi where the sashimi pizza maybe gets to you later, maybe it doesn't get to you ever,
right?
But you know it was, it tastes better,
you know it's really good,
and
but
you know
it never comes
less racist publicly. Okay,
Well, you know I'm rocking with Biden fucking
Joseph 24/7,
smooth ass skin, piercing blue eyes.
He looks like a pink Mentos. I want to suck on his head.
He looks all pink lately for sure.
What do you think his nipples look like?
His nipples?
Ooh.
Oh, God, I don't. Can only imagine.
Are they pointy? Are they pink?
They're probably concave.
They're definitely
concave.
Not all soft.
They're probably gone.
I bet. Yeah, I bet they're darker than you would think.
Darker and smaller than you could ever imagine.
Tiny ass.
He has the smallest nipples that God ever created. Mm-hmm. That's why he's so special.
But he definitely got that chest hair. I know that because if he walked out from the pool house, no hair on his chest, I think you must have shaved that shit.
Yeah.
Because naturally, I can tell by his body type, he has a big tuft right here.
Northern pubes. Yeah,
kind of like they used to have in the 70s.
That's right.
I bet you he looked like Austin Powers back in, you know, back in the 90s.
Really? Oh, you seen young Biden?
Oh, wow.
Of course I've seen him. No reason.
What? No reason?
Wow. His voice is relaxing to me.
Yeah, he's doing whisper ASMR.
It's basically what he's doing is he's putting the, you know, when they spit a verse from prison, he's basically got that filter in his throat, and it's working on me.
He's got the fucked up prison phone filter.
He's got the phone filter in his throat.
The landline. Just makes,
he's got a landline throat.
He's got the Adnan Syed filter.
Yeah. Good for him.
Free Adnan Syed now.
Is he in jail? What
I don't know what happened to him.
That was the first murder podcast or something?
It's the first one that had the guts to do a podcast about murder.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
When are we going to do that?
When are we going to do the true crime one?
Because we've witnessed it. We've witnessed it.
And so everybody likes my glasses, right? Well, I like them too, but they're not mine. They're Jane's. Nate's girlfriend.
They're like growing. When you first put them on, I was like, this is just like... I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
It makes
right.
me seem predatory.
No, right? No, predatory to victims. To, not to sexual victims.
You look
but
like
to...
a bad graphic designer.
I'm trying to get a reputation on Fiverr, and I'll do it for cheap.
You look like the person that Adam Brody's worried about in the crazy high-tech movie about spies up in the spy lab. Uh-oh, who's this guy coming for my job? New blood.
I just don't think glasses fit my any type of glasses fit my face too well.
Oh, but, I have a question.
What?
In the pictures you post, you have like these like Ray-Bans glasses on.
Wait. You mean the thin ones that Jack has?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are like
AI, bro.
Those are AI. What? Because I just got the 7-day trial of
Face app.
Face tune, I believe.
Oh, is I don't know different? About that one. I have Face app.
Maybe it is Face App, but I mean, it is mind-blowing.
Exactly those. It's exactly those glasses that Jack's wearing right now.
It looks
square,
very real.
Slim. They're the Slim Shadies, and these are bad. Don't anybody ever get these because the slim glasses. You think it's gonna be fun, and then you don't realize that your field of vision is slimmer.
Well, you know, I've been worried about my eyesight lately.
Why is that?
Because at work, I've been trying to read text from across the room.
Uh oh,
and
it's happening.
But I can't tell if it's just because the text is written really kind of shoddily from pretty far away, it's always been that way, or if this is a recent development and I need to go to the hospital.
You think you might be on an episode of Nathan For You where they're pranking you long term?
Like, can you read that second book down right there?
With me, Guffus?
No Guffus.
Which one?
The white book down there underneath the camera. Can you read that? Can you read the title?
I'm trying really hard. That is the first word, that.
Okay, I feel a little better because it says the Paris Review.
No. See, now when I put my glasses on.
Very clearly.
Well, but you have glasses that are aiding you.
Do you need glasses?
No, I don't. Well, here's the thing. I don't think so.
Clearly not.
But I've been worried at work, and yet I'm blowing people away with my eyesight.
Well, what you might want is basically hyper glasses. That's for people who don't. You already have 20/20, but... there's moments where I want to see farther. Why do you think the telescope was invented?
Right. To see satisfy farther. Curiosity.
Well,
sight
and
distance
function.
Curiosity.
And function. There's function to that curiosity. An island could be in the...
Oh.
What do you call it? The midst.
You're right.
Okay, let's get back to it.
So back to patriotism.
Patriotism.
Well, let's dial the clock back a little bit. Back to when it really mattered.
1776.
1,776 years after Jesus Christ committed suicide on the cross.
Crucified.
No, he didn't do that yet.
BC doesn't mean before Christ.
Yeah.
BC?
BC.
What did I say?
And what does AD mean?
After death.
Dude.
No, I know, don't I?
What? Is that a Latin phrase?
Huh?
Is that a Latin phrase?
After death would be too convenient.
You think it's a riddle?
Absolutely.
Well, let's look it up. You think it's after death?
100% after death.
I think it's...
AD. What else could it be? Did you just make that
after
up?
After is really good.
Meaning?
Death, though? Maybe it's after D. After, well, what's the D stand for? God.
BC D's and AD meaning.
D's.
Bro.
Bactorialis.
Okay, I was off one letter, so no one fucking get me.
Yeah. I'm sweating.
AD means Anno Domini.
Anno Domini.
BC? AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for the year of our Lord. Okay? And you thought after death this whole time. BC does stand for before Christ.
The after death is an interesting concept, though, may I say.
Because
You know what the afterlife stands for, right?
What?
The afterlife. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't stand for anything.
Right.
But you know what it means. Okay. So what's the after death? That's what life is.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes. Wow.
Wouldn't you like to know what's after?
You saying you know life? What happens after you, life, the life after you die?
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be very concerning, and because if you're a true skeptic, then you obviously have to just say you don't know.
Skeptic is another word for afraid to believe, faithless. You know that, right?
What if I said faith was an acronym for false accusation? False.
Get it?
Don't make me do it.
Get it?
False. F-A-I-T-H.
False, right. Assumptions in the head.
False assumptions.
Yo.
Okay.
You're back.
No
false
way.
Assumptions in
false
the head.
Assumptions
in the
faith.
Head.
Faith.
False, you mean false assumptions in the head. Certified lover right. Boy.
Certified pedophile.
Wow.
That is crazy. I can't believe you just cracked. Pulled that
well,
off.
That's about 4 or 5 months on the cruise ship doing the improv. So yeah, you think I'm fucking slow, right? But I'm just psych.
No one said that.
My body temperature is rising.
Now here's
like
the thing,
volcano.
Jack. Here's the thing. You're sweating like a pig. Disgusting. When I'm in New York, if this was the temperature in New York, I would be sweating through all my clothes in a concerning way.
I feel that way right now.
But in Los Angeles, somehow I'm going on long mile-long walks, barely cracking a sweat. It just boils down to the humidity, doesn't it?
Right. 100%.
And I want to get into this. I mean, we already did heat.
We already did the heat episode, which
we actually just talked about.
Yeah. All right. So go back.
Back to 1776, Anno Domini. What was the world like at this time? Well, it was ruled essentially by
Spain.
The British Empire.
No, Spain the had British, part of it.
Well, yeah, Spain was kicking, but they were down. They were down several pegs by this point in time. They were bodied by the British Navy.
Well, the British
they got the Armada. Yeah.
Right. So,
and so if we
and then the first ever patriotic listen. Act. You listen, man.
Okay. Say your thing.
No, go ahead.
I just want to imagine if we were three businessmen in the year 1770, 6 years before the revolution, what's being happening to us? We're being taxed to high hell.
We're definitely going to be in the war.
Right.
That's for certain. There wasn't an age limit on that shit, too. You know there was
hell no.
There was 40, 50-year-olds, and probably mostly right. older males. Because war didn't take that much effort back then.
Well,
you just
that's
stood.
What you would think. But they didn't have tanks or any jeeps for you to walk, get around in. So you had to walk, hoof it.
Well, they had horses.
Or literally hoof it. But yeah. I mean, horses.
What are you saying?
If we were three businessmen
in 1770,
don't you think we would be getting a little annoyed by
Oh, the taxation without being represented?
Without representation.
Well, tell people that the present day residents of Washington, D.C. What does it say on their license plates? Taxation. Scene. Representation.
Another Latin word. Oh, sorry.
Well, it says taxation without representation.
Why don't we get pissed off about taxes? Nobody's throwing a fit over
because I get joyed up. Why do I not get pissed off about paying taxes? Why do I not get pissed off about showing up for my family? Why do I not get pissed off about being responsible for my actions and for my community? Right. That's why I don't get pissed off by paying taxes, man.
That's why I don't complain. We are pacified. The elites, the top echelon, they have pacified us into being okay. Mm-hmm. With the control that they've put on us.
With what? Hydrogenated oils, highly processed sugars, graphic pornography available at your fingertips at any moment. medically, CPAP induced by fucking bacteria in the water.
You didn't get around
my weight.
You didn't get around my adult. I'm in charge of Eric's search browser restrictions.
Nah, I haven't even tried.
Oh, yeah, literally,
it's funny. It's like once it was on there, I was like, just didn't even think about it anymore. Like,
really?
Yeah, don't even like that.
No, I did. Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Now, I don't pay taxes. My permanent address is in Puerto Rico. I go everything through an LLC. I don't, my government ID, I'm a business. I'm a corporation. I'm not. No.
Right, right.
So I don't.
They can't send you to jail, but they can sure as hell fucking shut down your business.
Right. They could bankrupt me,
right.
My business, but.
That's the hack.
I wish I could go to jail to be just feel like a human, but
take that back right now. You wish you could go to jail? No,
really,
you don't.
Dude?
No, you don't. Not from
nothing
what I've read.
About.
It's not what
the shit
I mean.
I've read.
I know it's not what I mean literally. What I mean is something else. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. I'm glad y'all forgive me.
Now okay, American pride. What does it mean to be an American patriot in this day and age?
To be a fucking racist fucking pig, basically. Synonymous with patriotism.
Exactly.
And isn't that a damn shame? Patriotism should mean love, free sex.
Free sex, polyamory.
Because every other flag, I see somebody flying the Serbian flag, Croatian, whatever.
Right.
It's like, I usually see that flag in the context of an orgy or something like this.
Billions of dollars contributed to ending herpes worldwide.
In America, we have something called the bang bus.
Right.
In other countries, that's just the bus. Because they all love each other so much, and it's not weird or awkward to be countrywide poly.
Right.
Only in America, man.
We've gotten so uptight about sexuality.
It's like having eating food.
We are going backwards, bro. This is what I'm screaming at the rallies.
You go to any rally. By the way, rallies are supposed to be for specific. You just show up to rallies.
Rally is another word for personal expression time.
That's a shirt.
Rally. Do the acronym. Rally. just begin with the R.
I did feel confident for one hell of a second.
I felt it too.
I thought I had it.
That's a hard one.
What was everybody
two
starting
L's
with?
Back to back.
Radical.
Radical.
No.
Radical
all
action.
Love,
all lovely. Lesbian.
No. Hey.
Or
radical action.
All
radical
lovely.
Action.
Love. Living unity with a Y.
Unity. You could put a Y in unity. That's nice.
Yeah, you
why
could.
Not? You can you really, literally do anything. You know what I'm saying?
So I want to comment on something you just said, dude. So you said American patriotism now means being a pig, right? A racist pig, which
right.
we all
and
hate.
Pigs aren't racist, by
the
way.
If any racist pigs are listening to this,
actual pigs.
Fucking lose our number right now.
Can we stop besmirching piggies? Cute little piggies like
right.
that?
We just ate some tonight in the pepperoni.
I didn't. I avoided them. I kept them, put them in my pocket, and I'm going to throw them out into the wilderness and
give them back to
give
the
them a prayer.
At Echo Park. Well, so you said patriots now are racist pigs. I would say a patriot now is more something akin to what a true journalist is. Someone that's in search of the truth. A YouTuber who has
age restriction.
Who's searching for the truth and has age restriction on. You know what I'm saying? A true patriot now calls America out on its shit. And that, you know what I mean? Bernie Sanders, bro.
What's Nate doing?
That's a patriot who's never done anything wrong.
You just brought up a word, the word truth. Another word that has been besmirched recently.
Well, yeah, truth has been besmirched.
The truth? Are you kidding me? What does the truth mean?
Mm-hmm.
The truth social? Yeah, another thing. We should have words that are sacred that should mean what they actually mean.
I know, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Words don't mean anything. Words are clay with which we use to sculpt messages from one person to another without having to physically grab them and show them.
You're correct about that.
Well, so I don't want to hear these. There's no such thing as meaning.
Can I just say this? What am I doing right? What is this? A table right here? What is this? A couch?
Food. Yeah, couch.
Oh, what is this? Non-alcoholic beer, second one of the night. You think I'm really touch? I think I'm really touching all these things, right? And I'm interacting with it. This is the truth of reality. Really, our senses are trying to make sense of a world that we don't understand.
Holographic reality.
And so there's even this isn't truth.
That's something a little different.
Well,
because you have depersonalization in a way that
not after I had got the treatment for the apnea.
That's true. I have repersonalization. What's that mean? I don't know, man.
Now, we'll come back to that.
In 1772, Christopher Columbus set us up for a comeback later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So 1776.
This podcast should be banned for like high schoolers. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because it's teaching them to think too radically. Let's go around really quick and say what we would do, how we would torture Christopher Columbus.
All right.
How we would torture Christopher Columbus, the man who discovered America.
Got it. I put carrots on his fingers.
That's interesting that you put it that way. You think he discovered America, dude.
And by the way, I'm just setting you up right now. You know that,
right? Right, right.
You know I know the full history of the Italian.
Literally.
By the way, Christopher Columbus, he's Italian.
Italian,
I know. What Italian have you ever met with the fucking last name Columbus? There's no fucking...
He might have been like
Columba Giovanni Colombiano. Maybe I believe it. There's right. something Columbus, up there.
He was Hungarian. He's Hungarian.
That's fucked up. He's
you're
going
to do the Da Vinci Code
Wait,
to Christopher Columbus and find out he's Hungarian?
He's Italian, yeah.
Are you sure about that?
100%.
Let me Google his ass. You know what I would do? How we're talking about torturing him?
Torturing or punishing him physically.
Okay, I would make him as hungry as any human being has ever been. And then what I'd do is I'd put delicious pickled carrots on top of his fingers. And then right when I said, go ahead, take a bite. And then right when he did, I'd move him out of the way, bite his own finger.
Uh-huh. Then he'd let him go.
And then I'd touch him. No. Not like that. I mean, with my
not
fist
like this.
On his head. So...
So, wow.
Well, what would I do? I would probably, first off, I would consult some of the indigenous communities, first off, because I feel like it's their right to have the
justice,
the torture methods.
The methods chosen.
It's not mine.
By
it's not,
council.
This shouldn't be my fucking decision.
Through a council they would choose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, let's not make fun of torture. It's one of the worst things that can happen to a person other than death. So we're not making fun of that, but what we are making fun of is Christopher Columbus and his racist ways.
Well,
Christopher Columbus was ugly as fuck.
Oh, he
man.
Was fugly as
I don't know if he was
looking
fugly.
Up a picture of him
you
right now.
You call that
now,
fugly?
Though.
He looks fugly to me.
And this is a person that had power to like to over an artist drawing him, you know? Like the person who was drawing this
right.
was a peasant who he could like rip off their throat if he didn't make them look sexy.
He
kind of
looks
and
like
this
Hillary
is the
Clinton.
Picture that
That's
they came
essentially
up with.
Face filter.
He looks like Hillary Clinton in college.
Bro, give her a break.
I gave her many breaks and she used them to smoke crack on my grave. He is from Italy.
Yep. And you doubted me. Interesting.
He's buried in a lot of different places. Oh, never mind. No, he is.
I wonder if Christopher Columbus had never come over here, right? None of us ever came over here. There were the European nations, the Asian nations, and the American nations. If no one ever met in the middle, but they all technologically advanced in their own ways for centuries, maybe up to thousands of years, we never figured out boat travel. So, but we figured out all the other types of travel.
The internet.
And the internet shit. But if we all... Right. Well, don't make fun because boats are extremely hard to figure out. But imagine a science fiction book like this. All of the different continents in Australia too, they're Aboriginal people. Would they all make their own crazy advanced technologies like Wakanda? And then wow. in the year 4000, we all find each other, crazy battle with all their different type of technologies. You know what I'm saying? Because they would come up with technologies we can't even comprehend it of.
Yeah,
then there's a major battle for 100 years, and then everybody unites as one world force.
Human race.
Yeah, right. And then we get to marketplace of ideas. Then all the ideas are exchanged, and we become probably spacefaring at that point, I would say.
So that's Star Trek style. Great place for you just to bring that to. Because the irony is...
Lost my breath trying to explain that.
And you did great.
Concerning.
No, I wouldn't worry about concerning. That. I wouldn't worry about
that. That was just like not even a... That was like maybe a paragraph. You just...
No, that was a big, long paragraph. It was good.
It was a fat one.
Now, what's interesting is for you to end on the space travel element, because that is what is happening right now with the human race on Earth. We are doing that, and we are separated from right. Centillion X or whatever, where they're cooking up on the where they got the version of us doing a.
Where is
podcast.
Centillion X underwater?
Well, it's a planet. It's in space.
Oh, right, Centillion X.
It's not here.
Right. Oh, right. Of course.
What's Centillion X?
I just made it up. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a space. It's just. No, I'm just saying another race of humans on another
right.
Earth gotcha.
Is feasibly, realistically, definitely doing what.
Sorry about
Jesus Christ.
That's kind of a sickly burp that I just had.
I think all foggy. Of us are showing some sickly
I need
sort
to
of
cool off for a second.
Let's take a vote. Who do you think? Which lad do you think is going to die first? Just take a second.
Yeah, right. But really think about your answer and don't do it just
everyone
on looks.
Just immediately tell me, Eric. Let's just get... Can we get, like... Oh,
bro.
Jack, watch out. That's a sharp knife,
that
dude.
That is a sharp knife.
That is a very sharp knife.
How many people do you think have been playing with knives like that and ended up losing their life, dude?
Unreal.
Maybe we should open the door or something. I mean, I'm cooking
getting,
in a way.
Hot. Here, let me turn on the fan, actually. This might affect the audio real quick, but...
No, it's oh. worth it. Oh!
Oh, this is about to get you right.
Man.
All right, just go solo for 1 second, Eric.
All right, I've never done this before. Where else can I go? Let's go through the American Wars. First off, we have Revolutionary War, where we defeat the British very handily. All
right, stop. Are you done?
I feel like I kind of went into how Biden would tell that story. First off, we just...
First off.
I don't think I've ever been able to do an impression in my life.
Even it...
What did you just do a ice bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, God. We got ice bowl in the... revved up, ready to go.
What's more important than... being able to do impressions is being able to make an impression, and that's something you're very
oh,
good at.
Oh shit! And I definitely do that.
You
after
do that
a
by
few
the
meet after a, after I meet
after
someone
a few meat
times.
Pies.
Mm-hmm. We should cover mm-hmm. first impressions real quick. So how do you?
It's a good episode idea.
How? Because we I feel like we could dip in that a little bit because that's the most important part of maybe the most important moment when you're meeting another person is that first impression. Are you
yeah,
smiling?
Right.
How's your handshake?
How about a last
what's your
impression?
Demeanor? What kind of clothes are you wearing? How does your breath smell?
How close are you talking to them? Is
if
it
you
close
have
enough?
Something in your teeth the first time that someone meets you,
and it's not
game
gold,
over. Huh?
And it's not gold, a gold
oh,
toothpick.
Right. And it's not gold or a cigarette or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or 6 milligram cinnamon zins, four of them
yo,
hanging out
ooh,
the
oh,
side of your mouth.
Oh, I do want to try the cinnamon zins.
Oh, I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
Come talk to me. I've stocked. The reason why there's a shortage is because I've been buying them up and reselling them on aftermarket on Poshmark.
And I've been buying them. From
Jack
you on
has
Poshmark.
Been buying them from me.
You're the man. You're the man for that.
I got you.
When are they going to make brown sugar Pop-Tart Zen?
Okay, I did a Zen at the bear after party that we went to the other night that you gave me. And for some reason, when I did it, when you gave it to me, it's the most I've ever felt rocked by it. And I was having to hold on to a couch. And I didn't really tell you guys.
You did tell me.
All right. Well, I didn't tell too many people this, which I found to
you
be a win.
Literally told everybody. Like, went up to Jeremy Allen White.
God.
The cigarette goat.
We should get people. I bet you people want to hear about the after party.
Oh, right.
The I bet they do. After
party.
We were in Hollywood, the heart That's of correct. Hollywood, at the El
right Capitan. Across.
And by the way, we can tie this into First Impressions because we made a million of them.
And then we can tie First Impressions into American patriotism because we all represent our country every day online.
That's correct.
God, we're so
fucking
so
timely.
We're so efficient with
style.
Hello. Yeah. Well.
But yeah, we went to the premiere. Okay. Gigantic theater. This is, I mean,
El
it was
Capitan,
gigantic.
Right next to the Kimmel HQ,
right next yep. to the Michael Jackson yeah. right. Seance they were having by his star.
Michael Jackson had passed away badly, almost
one year to the day of the Bear premiere. Interesting.
What? One
year.
Those
connected? Wait, what? Or sorry, one on the same day.
A
sorry,
decade?
No. I don't know what year
he
died.
He died in 2009,
but,
right?
But
so this would be 15-year anniversary.
Just Domini. There were people
Jackson.
Crowded around his star on the Hollywood Star
Going
Walk
crazy.
Of Fame.
And you know
sitting
what?
Sitting down, there was multiple Michael Jackson impressions, or impressionists, whatever. Mm-hmm.
People sitting cross-legged wearing Michael Jackson swag.
Yep.
Right around the star. When I walked past it, I did not put two and two together, and I was like, damn. He's just getting this every single day. People are coming through doing that to his star. Now it's a death thing.
I just saw this, that he was $500 million in debt when he died.
To who?
I don't know.
Guys?
To guys. To a bunch of guys.
$500 million.
That's crazy.
So here's the deal. You walk past that, okay? We'll do a whole Michael Jackson trilogy series. So don't worry if you're missing,
not about the crimes.
You're missing out on that.
The
nope.
crimes we'll get into as well. But
it's about the music.
For now.
Just the music, three parts.
Separate.
Never talk about anything else.
Yeah. You go around the corner. You go to the what you call the will call line. You give your name, right?
Yep.
You get a little envelope.
Stage name. Yeah.
It says Ray Hill, Eric. What did you guys' envelope say? Mine said comedian.
Mine said comedian as well.
Mine said scientist.
Sexual scientist.
Mine said comedian as well.
Right. Yeah. You go and you watch the episode of the show.
Crazy dog
barking outside. Then you walk outside with more celebrities and highly influential producers and CEOs than you've ever seen in your life mm-hmm. to a backlot party with over 10 restaurants in attendance mm-hmm. cooking crazy ass meals.
Because the Bear is all about food.
Food.
It's basically like if you went to Michael Jordan's house to play basketball, you know that court's going to be slamming.
That's right.
Right, exactly.
Or something
and
like
so
that.
Then you end up in what we would call paradise, social paradise, where no one's acting odd. You know what I mean? Everyone's
it's
acting
a quote unquote work
correct.
Function.
It's
but
a
it's
work
like
function for us.
Work, but you know,
because we're so in it. What else? Free liquor, literally free. If I don't know if you guys have ever been to a place like this, free liquor, free wine. Bathrooms and trailers.
And I was getting worried that I didn't bring a big enough backpack because of the amount of business cards I was walking out with. I filled my JanSport just about to the tippy top. Had to start putting them in the side bins.
That's right.
In the sidecar.
Right. We were doing so much fucking hard networking.
Hard.
Yeah.
IMDb Pro open. That's the head of development at wherever.
All right, IMDb let's get Pro a single open. File,
That's
everybody.
That's a line producer on fucking Emily in Paris. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Networking.
Watch this. I'm going to walk up to the president of FX and do a trust fall. See if he doesn't like that.
Who is I? Oh, bro. This is maybe too inside baseball. I was watching somebody give a speech.
This is what we like.
I was watching somebody like. Giving a speech named Keegan Michael Key.
Keegan Michael Key?
At the after party?
No, on YouTube.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's giving a speech in like 2011 to like some kids in college, acting students. And I've never seen someone talk so fast and intensely in my entire life. And he's like being asked questions, and he goes on for so long about how you never know what connection is going to get you your first job in the industry.
You never
don't
want to
burn any bridge. That's why you keep. And he was suggesting that you write down your interactions with people that are in the industry on note cards.
Wow.
Yeah. And look where it got him. See, look, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you could see Nate's bedroom wall, you'd see all of the different, everybody he's ever met in his life. He's
right.
You know,
you got the Colin Jost. Do you have the Colin Jost framed?
No, I think I threw that
you
away.
You threw it away. Oh, dude, that's
this is kind of a legendary thing that I did when I was in. My dad told me, he was like, "You need a fucking mentor. All right, reach out to somebody and get a mentor if you're going to get into a craft. Like, you need somebody above." And he was like, "Get somebody at Saturday Night Live." So I just messaged Colin Jost on Facebook Messenger. And I said, "Hey, I was 18 years old. Yeah. I was like, hey, I'm just getting into comedy. Do you have any advice for me?" And he wrote me back a really good
3 minutes
good,
later.
Good advice.
What did he say?
It was just basically like, you know, go to somewhere and meet the people that you know are gonna meet. Like just basically find your tribe and work really hard, do it every day.
Whoopsies.
It was great advice.
And so Colin Jost created Joy Tactics,
Colin
is what you're saying.
Jost.
And then I asked him if he would be my mentor, and then he never responded after that.
That's a yes.
If okay.
It's not a no.
And shall we shout out his spouse, Scarlett Johansson, is in a new movie called Fly Me to the Moon, co-starring Channing motherfucking Tatum.
T-A-T-U-M, Channing Tatum.
Go see it now. Keep these movies alive.
That's about Frank Sinatra?
That's about the moon landing.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Or so they claim.
So they claim it happened.
Oh.
And that's what the movie is about.
No, is it really?
Yes, it is.
That pisses me off. Stanley Kubrick making an appearance.
That's correct. That's correct.
They better not have stole my girlfriend's awesome idea for a story. I wouldn't even tell it.
So the party was fucking popping. I've been hungover for 4 days.
Well, wait a second.
Nate did turn up a little bit in a way I haven't seen in a minute.
Yeah, well, let's just
and
say
I kept it what? Locked down, didn't I? Because I had shit to do in the morning.
You did. I was proud of you. But let's just say I had 4 Casamigos drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of Zin in me mouth.
Yep. Oh, here's the most crazy interaction I had the whole last night. Okay?
What's that, man?
While you were doing that, drinking little itsy bitty drinks from the bartender, one splash of tequila, trying to save some money, whatever. I have a secret hack. You go to the open bar bartender, right? Everybody else is just going up, not even saying thank you, barely interacting with them. First, I go up, ask them what scripts they have that they want me to take a look at.
Yep.
Any reels I can take a quick look at, because I can tell in about 2 seconds what the vibe is from what you're putting out there creatively. And what am I holding in my hand? In my two fingers like this. Not a one, not a two, a five.
A pair of panties.
A pair of pink panties that say Eric Rahill on them. Juicy. I'm holding a $5 bill like this. Oops.
Oh.
I know this shit's free, but I appreciate your work. And this was so funny. This is at the one of the parties we went to. The bartender goes like this. He's holding a bottle of Casamigos, as he should. I said, "Let me get tequila on the rocks." He sees the five. He clocks it. He goes, "You want me to just go crazy?" And I was like, "Yeah, I wouldn't mind it." He's going like this. Glug, glug, glug. Tell me when to stop. Glug, 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 glug. That's
you
enough.
You put your mouth right on it? All right.
Pretty. It's a good. Just a good tip for anybody.
Wow. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
If something's free, that doesn't mean you can't pay for it.
I'll tell you.
Because nothing's free is what I'm learning in this damn town in my short time here
so
far.
Worthwhile.
Nothing
worthwhile.
Is fucking free.
And there's no such thing as a free lunch, is what they say. So even when things are free, are they really? What
I
do
got
you
a free
do for that lunch?
I got a free bouncy ball from Dave and Buster's because I got it for the $5 discount, five finger discount rather.
Stealing.
Okay, I'll admit it. Actually, I didn't do that shit because I don't want to get banned from Dave and Buster's, and so I didn't do that.
Right.
I don't like stealing.
I'm too old
man.
To be. I wouldn't even do that. I'm too old. I did something cool. Nah, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, to circle it back to
America,
to you know what pisses me off?
Bunsen burners.
The people that say America.
America?
I saw a license plate yesterday.
Get
that
the
says
fuck get out of this country.
I can't even say it out loud.
America?
That is the most. If you are listening to this and you said that at some point in your life, maybe because you watched Team America, right? That's kind of where it's from, right?
Right. But they say, like, I don't even know if they drop America in there. America. Like, it's like a. If you've done it before,
there's still time to change, I would say.
Yeah.
But likely those who have done the crime won't be listening to us talk about this. That's what's interesting. Mm. The type of people who say.
Because we're in a bubble, right?
We're in a liberal bubble.
Like-minded liberal bubble. When can we break out of this?
Not progressive. We're not progressive. No. Okay? We are Democrat. Liberal. Firmly in the middle.
And while you guys were having that conversation, I was doing 2 times 1776 in my head. I came up with 3,000.
You're just doing random math.
482.
Is that correct?
We'll never know. So speaking of America, I was taking notes, very specific notes on the debate, okay. And I have to call Trump out on something.
Please.
I have to.
Please. Here we go.
Trump called Afghanistan.
All right. That might have just been a slip up.
No, he. Yeah, it was. Everybody
slips up.
And then instead of the word nation, he said nertion. Trump sucks. He can't even say words right. Sounds like a fucking broken Furby if they spoke English.
He had sex with a porn star while his wife was pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He didn't really clap back. He doesn't hold back.
No, he didn't hold back, but I wish he had a little more fucking power in that voice when he said that. He said that like he was in a library and he was losing his breath.
He should have fucking taken his tie, grabbed him.
Listen here.
He kind of got revved up a little bit. I could see him like using up his Adderall was in his system or something. What was the thing about the take a drug test before they wanted him to? What drug was Biden on, dude? Like what?
Benadryl.
At that age, listen. At that age, you're on drugs for everything. Everybody is. Okay.
I know, right?
We probably all should be on statins.
I'm on vocal recording drugs right now. If you want to. I'm too tired, I think, for this.
We're fading rapidly.
No.
You just did two.
Dude, chill. By the way, anybody judging Jack,
hey,
just know what he's going through right now, okay? He was at the pool today. We had a big giant salsa and beer.
God
dinner
damn,
last
we,
night that
we
kept
really.
These two from sleeping made me sleep like a baby.
I swear to God, I think I had 1,000 calories in just chips.
Well, you wouldn't stop eating. I couldn't believe that you were eating so much.
That
I never
was
seen
crazy,
you eat like that.
Dude. I something about the something
flavor.
About that place puts me into a trance. Like I just can't. I'm like so locked in, and I just want to eat my fucking ass off, dude. It's like it is a. It's a culinary paradise, is what it is.
But here's the deal. Every time we go there, we go overboard on the food and the chips and salsa, whatever. We go underboard on
the beer,
liquor,
bebidas.
I want to go one time. I just haven't gotten properly
messed up,
faded like
you
that.
You were driving that night.
Well, of course. I couldn't do it. I had a single. No, I don't even want to joke about that because, like, yeah.
Right.
I never would do that.
Right.
But listen. I want to get a party bus, okay?
Okay.
If it's in LA, we're going to Salsa and Beer. If it's in New York, we're going to Brighton Beach, Russian style.
And it should be in London when we go there in November.
When we're going to London Town, we'll get some delicious Indian food. Wherever we're doing this, I want a bottle of liquor at the table, okay?
Okay.
And that shit, we're not leaving until that shit's done. Imagine if we got birria tacos and a bottle of mezcal.
Oh.
And brought our new celebrity friends.
Oh.
Bring the SNL writers room to Brighton Beach. Get them all vodka'd out. Put their brain about how they write that shit.
Tell them that we're giving them 3 milligrams in. It's 24 milligram experimental in.
Holy shit. Military grade in.
Nicotine dose. Somebody. Mm-hmm.
They're hiding sort of nicotine technology from us at the
Skunk Works. Of course
they are. Works.
Why do you think they legalize things?
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right.
When liquor and weed was illegal, You think that it just didn't exist? No, sir. It existed in a plethora inside of the lungs, the stomach, and the bloodstream of the elites. You go up in William Randolph Hearst's house.
Oh, don't get me started.
Trust me, his bed was made out of fucking hemp seeds.
Don't get my ass
And his
started.
Pillow was made out of Dom Perignon. You know?
Oh, you know whose house I went to that was busted? And it was busted?
Jack Black's
J.P. Morgan Chase's house.
What?
J.P. Morgan Chase.
What do you mean?
Or I mean, just J.P. Morgan.
What does that mean?
The original guy?
Yeah, I don't know if Chase was
You went to J.P. Morgan's house? The guy who sunk the Titanic?
I don't know if it was... No, bro. I don't know if it was J.P. Morgan, but I went to one of the old railroad tycoons' houses.
In Britain?
No, in New York. In Tarrytown. There's a giant ass house. I forget which one it was. But this guy was this guy had more wealth than anybody today has, okay?
Okay.
If you adjust it for inflation, this guy was like triple the richest, like so crazy fucking rich.
Okay.
But he was some type of Christian that didn't allow music or dancing. There's no piano up in that piece. Couldn't
Doesn't
drink
sound like a Christian
teetotaler.
To me.
And, but he had the... Right, exactly.
Because the way that you praise God is through those
and
things.
And through using your body in all the ways it was designed for. Dancing, sucking,
every
grinding.
Single way. Grind for Jesus.
Using MIDI controllers. To create crazy samples.
Speaking in tongues. Never mind.
Oh, the new MIDI tongues?
What's that?
Speaking the Holy Spirit through the MIDI controller.
Oh. The Peter, what's his name? The Peter Frampton prayer.
The Peter Frampton.
That's patriotism is self-expression. Are that really
right.
Is what
right.
And that's what makes American patriotism so special is other countries get in line, you go uniform style, all be the same, all gray Soviet Union, remember?
Yep.
In America, actually patriotism is expressing yourself.
Yeah, being unique.
Show off the melting pot.
Show up in the Maserati
there,
with
celery and the beef and
get a Maserati and get the full wrap paint job of your whole family tree, every family photo you got, put on your motherfucking
or your neighbor's family, freak them out.
Right. Well, I think we should talk about this. How far back does your lineage go, America wise? Like, are you? Do you go back to the Mayflower era? Do you have any people in your family that Jack? How far does yours go back?
Two.
What do you mean two?
Two.
Two like decades. Great,
two year. Two like
generation.
1910 or something.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's the same. I think the first person in my family to hit America was, I think, in the late tens. You know what I'm saying?
Late 2010s?
The 2010s.
Bruh. You know what that would imply?
1910s. But you know what I was always kind of wrapped up about is that, you know, all of the laws and atrocities that Americans have made in the past of with the Constitution, whatever, that pre-1800s era, I'm like, a lot of the immigrants that have come here, they had nothing to do with that, and now we have to play by these rules.
I know.
There should have been rewriting you know what I'm saying? Can back me up. Somebody talk, please. Somebody talk now, please. Somebody help me.
I don't know what you're saying. I frankly have
there
no
have
I don't
times.
Know what...
I hate that feeling doing this, especially where it just feels like there's
a
gun.
I don't know what I'm fucking talking
there's
about.
There's a gun to
know,
our fucking heads. We're just
no
trying
clue.
To be
nobody's jumping in.
I have no idea what
this
I said.
This is fucking hard.
Let me piggyback. So what are you saying?
I think that,
saying
when a bunch of immigrants came
laws?
To America and when it wasn't just all the British people, we should have been like, hold up, we need something new.
There was, dude, but it didn't work out well for the people who came in the second wave generation of immigration, third wave immigration. What happens is they start making more and more laws. Sure they do, but guess what? They're not so nice to those new people every time they come around. Trust me. Okay.
Oh, I know.
So what's the whole answer? America's, as I say every episode, America's not a fucking country. It's a fucking marketplace. So what you got to do is, if you're going to come
right.
here, get ready. Get fucking ready. Because you're not going to be met with open arms. You're going to be met with an open palm with a handshake and a secret fucking knife in their palm, ready to take your shit, take you for your whole shit. Trust me.
The way your foot is moving so fast while you're saying this, so fast.
Huh? Let me get a ride home.
Wow. So,
how's your toenails?
I clipped them.
They do look nice and short. They look great.
I'm sorry, man. I said I wasn't going to put my foot on camera today.
No, I appreciate it.
That was a legit discussion. Jack was like, can I go sockless?
Well, it's so hot.
And Eric was like, no. I said I clipped my nails.
Listen, it's just I went in the pool today.
I went in the pool yesterday.
No, that's great.
There's chlorine's
great
on my foot.
It's perfect.
CL.
I need to get in a pool now.
What gave me joy this week.
Pool perfect time with my friend Max and his cousin. Pool time.
Did you put on sunscreen this time? I did.
Oh, yeah, because when we went to the beach.
Got burnt up.
Got burnt to a crisp.
You turned your back on the sun.
Mm-hmm. Right. While keeping one eye on it like that.
Don't look at it, but.
Because I don't trust the sun.
You shouldn't.
Nobody understands the sun.
Well, there's nukes on it.
Right. Well, you couldn't tell because it's too bright to even fucking look at.
So, all right. So, what gave you joy?
The pool, swimming. Oh, LA nice pool culture.
Whoa, oh, Jesus.
LA pool culture, man.
If you live in LA, listen, if you live in LA,
yeah,
and you listen to this and you know about a pool that we can go to, let me know, because I'm frankly imagine more pools.
You don't want to go to that pool, whatever somebody's going to.
That's what you think, but when you find out Benny Blanco's listening to this, and we get to go up to the hills and fucking take a skinny dip with him and a bunch of other male models.
And the same goes for me in New York. God, please. Lord knows we need pools in New York, because there's at least a lot of pools out here. You know, I'm going to gatekeep the pool I was at today because it's free $99.
Oh, shit.
But there's none of that in New York.
And if anybody has a cold plunge, let me know. I would really
like to get one. Nootropics.
I think I'm going to get one.
If anyone has a stack, a sort of special stack that you think could help my dialogue skills, that would be very, very helpful.
You want a steroid stack for
verbal steroid? Verbal? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Smart.
So what gave your ass joy, Jack?
Let me just make sure that all the notes I took in the debate we got to. Yeah. I gave all 8 rounds to Biden. Trump's cool. All right. What gave me joy, really? If you really want to know, man. my friend Chase let me borrow his car. If you're looking for a cinematographer or a gaffer in Los Angeles, hire Chase
DuBose.
Because he let me borrow.
The
because
best
he's talented.
In the biz.
And then also I'm saying thank you because he's let me borrow his car for the week while he's out of town.
And you got that in ballet?
Yeah. But I'm not having to pay for it. Because how much did it cost for you?
$50 a day.
Now, if you're good at Baccarat, it would cost you $0. That's all I got to say.
You've written off a lot of expenses with the gambling through conversations.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly. Okay, so now, that's what gave me joy? Oh, because what's so nice about this car is, yes, there's no electricity in it. There's no radio.
The dashboard's melting.
Sure, part of it is melting, and I do want to ask Chase about that. What is going on with that?
You shouldn't be breathing that in.
Well, you definitely shouldn't be swiping with your finger like I did. But having no option of music, driving around all week, just listening to the wind.
Wow. Scary.
You're going raw?
That's horse and buggy style.
It's
but
been
even
nice.
Then, they had probably servants playing guitar.
It's scary at first, but then you adjust to the height of consciousness.
Wow.
Consciousness, I just want to say, consciousness comes in all types of sizes.
We don't have time. Let's move on. All right.
Vegetable can think. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I was trying to say something so profound. What gave me joy was when we were in the car together and we were just all singing songs that we knew and rapping songs that we
Kanye West with the windows down, buzzing down the highway.
It wasn't Kanye.
At 85, 90 miles an hour, but also saying, I wish he wasn't so anti-Semitic.
Exactly.
Or I wish he'd be the same amount of anti-Semitic, but apologize. Or no, I wish he wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was trying to say. No, I don't. I mean...
That's patriotism in a nutshell.
Let's see what else come to. Plugging some dates.
Okay.
I just remember that. You got some. Yeah, you're on tour with Sarah.
I'm on tour.
Right now.
Go to sarahsquirm.com. You'll see all the cities I'm going to be at. Every single one of these dates, except for the one in Colorado, because we have a legal whatever. Mm. Okay. And also, I think that's actually it. I think I'll be at every single one on that.
What's coming up?
Richmond is this Saturday. Well, wow. It's actually already happened by the time this is out. But it was fun. Thanks, Richmond, for rocking with me.
That's awesome. And then what's after that? Yeah,
I can't remember.
Okay, so just
SarahSquirm.com.
Go to the website.
What's up on RuneScape? WUSSUP. Add me.
And I'm going to be in Chicago, Illinois, coming back home.
Wow.
Color Club Ballroom.
To the Color Club Ballroom on July 26th, I believe.
Yep.
Yes. 26th. Get your tickets now. And also in Los Angeles on July 18th.
Where, Nate?
We're at the fucking Elysian Theater.
Holy
in Los Angeles, California. Get your tickets now. You can
shit.
Get them. I think they're
I think
in the show
the video
notes.
Just died.
Oh, crap. Whatever. All right,
okay. Peace out, everyone.
Peace.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.